Alrighty. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, November 26th, 2024 workshop meeting. Call to order at 7:03 PM. Roll call, Fire Chief Cahill.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross absent. Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese present. Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Okay. First up is public comments on items on the agenda. I've got one speaker. Adam Howard. We got more papers. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, Adam Howard. I live at 5345 South State Route 202. And I'm just here tonight. It's been a little while since I've attended. I'm here on behalf of Woodward Hills Water System. And so I know last time I was at a meeting, there was talk about needing some additional information and trying to get just some things figured out on where that project might be able to go. I know there were some questions. And so it's my understanding now that there's been some conversations with Miami County and the commissioners, and some support garnered on their behalf for potential at least support for the engineering study, is my understanding. So I'm here today as a resident that's affected by that water system to please ask for your support and continue to push forward with looking for that water expansion opportunity. Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, next up, Natalie Donahue.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agenbrod Road. Just two things. Wanted to say, well, three things actually. I appreciate if you continue to work on the salary increases for the fire. I appreciate that. And I am curious to hear what the 50-40-10 split is all about. So look forward to hearing that, and hoping that if Bethel Township is in on it, we're at the 10, because I'm still pretty sure if I bring my water line replacement bill to you from my personal home, you probably will send me away. So I just want to mention that. And then item under trustee items number 4, the moratorium, hoping that that will be continued for another year once this one runs out in a couple next week sometime. And then also if you consider making it permanent, I'd appreciate that as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anne. Thank you. Okay. Next up, we have administration and zoning items. First is the sheriff contract. So in your package on page 3, you'll see the letter that we received from the sheriff's office. The proposal is that it's going to go from $130,000 more or less to $140,000 more or less. So this will be something that we'll have on the next agenda. And I did check, you guys don't have it. I didn't think you'd want to see this. But you have the three pages from the budget. The police levy is the 2191 fund. And you can see the revenue that's expected next year is $176,259. And on page 2, you see where I highlighted, we had predicted $145,801 for the salary part of the contract. So $139,971 is below that. So we should be good on using the police levy to pay for this new contract.
We replaced this levy in 2022, I think. And that's why we have the additional money. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had that. So thank you, Bethel Township. This levy's been on the ballot since, I think, 1999. And for the first time, we replaced it in 2022. So we'll save the overage, which is this year projected to be 178. And then that will cover us for when we're underwater with what the levy brings in versus how much the police contract goes up. but probably, I think we calculated when we first, when we replaced it 2 years ago, that it would be, maybe it's been 3 years ago, that it would be probably 2035 and we need to replace it again. So, but it replaced, overwhelmingly, people supported it. I think people like having the additional police coverage in Bethel Township, so thanks to you, Bethel voters, for voting that replacement in.
Okay, so that will be as a resolution come Tuesday, and then we have the contract, 3 copies that we have to sign that day as well. I will bring those. Okay, next up is the Delta Dental. I think Rhonda sent this to everybody, so I didn't print it. So the summary of this is that we have 3, maybe 4 people on it now as employees only. And it's going to go up from $27.96 a month to $29.12 for employee only or single, no dependents kind of thing.
There was a gentleman who contacted me yesterday, that wants to come in and talk about these supplemental policies, and dental is one of them. Like the Aflac and things like that as well. He says that he's confident that he can get coverage for a better price for people. I don't know whether you want to do that, or if since there's only 3 or 4 people that are involved in this, if they would want to hear another sales rep come in and do that. Is that something that you all would want to entertain?
I don't have Delta Dental, so I'd say it's up to the employees who use it.
And they're talking about disability, they're talking about, you know, life insurance as well, dental, even some health insurance, if, you know, if they want to go that direction.
So how does this fit in? So what is it?
I don't know.
Because we use SIBO.
Yes, I know, but again, he just, it was just a 2 or 3 minute conversation, and, you know, actually, I gave him your number because you're the administrator. You usually handled that. You handled it last year. But he did, you know, mention dental insurance as being one of those policies that he had to offer. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with calling him back and having him perhaps maybe set up a meeting with those that are interested. And, you know, he can possibly come in and talk to whoever wants to come in and listen to what he has to say.
Well, I think we should hear it because when we switched to SIBO, that was 2022, and I mean, it's always good to see if we can get a better deal.
Okay, so I'll give him
a call. Can't hurt to talk to him, right?
Yeah, I'll give him a call tomorrow then and see what his schedule like for maybe January December. I mean,
I don't know.
You kind of got a lot of meetings in December already, so.
Well, this goes up in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know when we have to decide by. Yeah, I'd say as soon as possible.
Okay. All right, I'll give him a call.
Okay, next up is the nuisance properties. I didn't know if you had any additional ones you wanted to discuss or get on the agenda for next week.
I think we're going to move forward with the one property on 40 right now. We did get that approved through the Miami County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. He okayed the paperwork that we sent out just the other day. So I think we should see kind of how that one works for us.
Okay.
And then if we can get that one, you know, cost-effective as far as getting rid of what's there. Maybe the property owner will take care of it. I don't know. Once he sees that we're really serious about it, if he does his cleanup, then we don't have to worry about it. But the biggest one is, which I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit, is the fire one. There's been discussion here through some of the property owners that surround it that the insurance company of record has a little sign out there. That's not the actual insurance company of record. I spent probably a couple hours on the phone trying to track that down because really, I think if they own the property or if they've paid off on the property, then we probably need to serve them as well as the owner, which every notice that we've sent to the owner has come back. We've done tax record as well, and it's come back. So at this point, I'm not sure who we would actually serve the actual notice that we're going to clean it up if they don't clean it up. So that's going to have to take, that's going to take some, I guess, some additional legwork, and it might even take some professional that somebody that we would have to pay to track that down for us on our behalf, somebody legally that would be able to do that for us. So that one, that's the one that is the most complained about. And
so if they send it back and it's, right, you know, certified, signed for, blah, 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 and they send it back, can we ask Chris if that's sufficient notice?
Well, Chris has been on the tour. The attorney's been out with us on the tour, and he's aware of this and hasn't come up with anything other than the resolutions, which I've presented here, that we would have to do. But you still have to serve somebody. You can't just come in and bulldoze their property down. You have to serve them somehow. So I don't know.
Did you ask the neighbors if they have contact information?
The neighbors that were in here said they didn't have it. Mm. So, in fact, the one neighbor that was here the last time said that there was an insurance sign up, and there is a little small sheet of paper like that is posted in the yard, but mm-hmm. that is not the company, according to them anyway. I've called three different numbers, been transferred to three different areas of that USAA, and they say they are not the cover or the carrier for it. So I'm not sure. Again, we've tried to mail property tax records, and that's gotten us nowhere. We've mailed the property address itself. That's been done several times, and that's gotten us nowhere. Everything seems to come back. So at this point, I've got another email into Chris about how he thinks we should proceed. And it may be that we end up having to do some sort of a title search or something from the legal standpoint of trying to figure out how best to get in touch with whomever owns the property currently.
Mm-hmm. Is there any safety hazard on that property?
Oh, it's there's lots of stuff there that could, you know, hurt somebody. I mean, it's just nobody's done any cleanup there at all. It's really,
and Chris knows that as well.
Yes. He's been out there. Yeah.
Yeah, he was out there along with myself and Marty. We took him around and showed him the property. So that is the next one. That one on 40, we've gotten okay to proceed on. But, you know, I'd like to be able to do Ross. Ross was actually my first one, but, you know, we can't get anybody to serve. So
okay,
that's where we're at on those. So once we get this one under a belt, we'll see how this works for us, and then we'll continue to work on the Ross Road one as well.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, fire department items, surplus equipment sales. You guys are going to put a list together. How are you doing on that?
Still trying to get an actual tally of what all we're getting. Not getting rid of, that sounds terrible. But, you know,
no longer have use for.
Correct. Sorry. Just to see what is usable and what's not usable, because some of that stuff was way outdated. That's why we got the new stuff anyway. So I don't know how much good it'll actually do trying to sell it, but I mean, yeah, but either way, we're still trying to get a tally on that. So, sorry.
Yeah, I had Robert go through the sheds because we're needing storage for some of our equipment, mm-hmm. and you guys have a lot of stuff out there that's really, really old, mm-hmm. that he would either like to have thrown away or removed.
Yep.
Okay, so keep working on that.
Yep.
Next meeting. Next up is the ARPA fund discussion. So this is under the fire department items, but also the salt barn repairs is involved. It's on the last page of your package. Is a list that I updated yesterday morning that shows everything at the top is what we've already paid, and at the bottom is our possibilities of spending the rest of the money. We have to have it spent by the end of the year, or have a contract in place. Kathy and I attended ARPA education yesterday, and we actually have till the end of 2026 to spend it, but the contract must be in place by the end of the year. And the contracts are, it's pretty specific about what you can do. And I think just ordering it, the guy kind of said that was okay, but that's not the way it reads. So my perspective is we pay the bills by the end of the year and be done with it. So we don't have to worry about justifying anything, because if we lose that justification, then we have to pay it back. And also the fiscal office has to do a report every year and for the previous year. So I think it was in April of this year they did it for 2023. So we'll have to do another one in April for 2024. So if we drag it out, then they have to keep doing those reports and justifying and all that. So so the bottom list there, we've already committed to the drafting supplies. We just haven't, are those in?
Yes. Yes.
So we just haven't gotten the bill form?
Yes, I don't think so.
Okay. Might have to lean on them then.
Okay.
I mean, call them. Probably should rephrase that. I know it's kind of been a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. It's only from last month that we did it. And then the same for the helmets and helmet fronts. We've committed that money, and we have the exact total now.
Yes. So we actually got two of the three people fitted for gear. So that we're just waiting for them to actually send the gear.
Okay.
They actually got fitted. Oh, what's today? Today's Tuesday. It had been Friday, I think. The helmets should be here roughly around the second week of December. That's the goal. That's what he said. He says he keeps sending the manufacturer out little notes saying, hey, where's it at? What's the process? You know, where we're at in that process. But he said it should be, they're pretty good about getting it out there pretty quick.
So same thing there, then we'll need an invoice as soon as possible.
Yep.
If we want to pay it by December.
Yep.
Okay, and then the next was some replacement equipment for the road crew. This was chainsaws, a trimmer, some extra batteries and stuff. The exact total is now in there, $3,098.75. The mulch for the playground we got from Champion Mulch. It turned out to be $61,62.50. We did pay that yesterday afternoon or evening, so I'll move that to the top. The Bethel Township emblem for the trailer, we had an estimate.
Yep, had an estimate. They said it should not exceed $900. They said it's somewhere between $600 and $650, but they didn't give me an exact number.
Okay.
But it is actually currently getting decaled now. So
okay.
We sent it out. It is being worked on currently.
Okay, excellent. So is that flawless?
Yes.
Is that who's doing it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put them in here. So when you get that number, let me know.
Of course.
Okay, and then the next is the repairs to the salt barn. So we did get an estimate. We got one estimate so far. We're waiting on a second one, which hopefully we'll get tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out to be way more money than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Well, I had a question on that estimate as well. So, and I just got the response back this afternoon about using the blocks instead of pouring a new couple of walls or whatever. If we use the blocks, the big concrete blocks that most people are doing now for these salt bin type things and mulch and all those kind of things that they do it on, it would probably be slightly less than around $10,000 we'd save on doing that. And it also would eliminate that having to cure out, which is what caused the problem to begin with. They stocked it before it was actually cured, which caused the bowing.
So it'd still be a new slab?
You're going to have a new slab, but the walls around it are going to be the block itself and not actual cords.
And we're getting an estimate for that from somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're expecting two more estimates then.
Yeah.
So as long as we know by Tuesday,
right,
then we can decide at that meeting,
mm-hmm,
what we're going to do. But as you can see, if it is in this neighborhood,
right,
then we've spent all the ARPA money and then some.
Right.
And so just a little note, the last thing, the generator that got stolen, Robert and Eric said they don't want a replacement.
Okay.
They said they typically use that for lighting when they're out cleaning up trees and limbs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did was, as part of the equipment above, I think they bought a light.
Okay.
So this would not leave any money for any fire department purchases.
Well, we did take care of your
equipment
needs
stuff,
anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
no judgment.
The thing about the salt barn is, if you use the blocks, then you get your problem solved immediately. Okay. If you don't use the blocks, you don't really get the walls and so forth up immediately. So,
estimate was removing the old walls and the concrete slab and forming three new walls and new slab and then cure and seal it for the salt protection.
So that's a big deal. I was kind of shocked myself. But, it's got to be done, so...
Okay, so maybe next Tuesday then we can put it on for discussion and we'll have the other two estimates by then. So that's the plan, though, is to spend the money by the end of the year. And if there's anything left, if we go with concrete blocks, then I will run straight to you and let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can spend it on something.
Okay. Thank you.
So I think everything else is about covered.
I think we pretty much covered your wish list,
Much. I mean, there's always stuff that we can replace. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, the back of our engines, but our hose tarps are pretty old and tattered up pretty bad. But
we did your hoses, we did your helmets, we've done the boots and so forth, and
and lots of things last year. So we're gonna get it spent so that we don't have to give any back.
Okay.
Free money, can't waste it. Okay, so next is the road department items. We talked about the salt barn.
Yeah.
So next is the surplus equipment. That's the mowers.
Yeah.
So are we at the point where we can just put a price on those and figure out how to list it?
I think so. I think what we got from Wagner's was probably close enough to the value that we could just do that. And I kind of thought that's what we were going to do at the last discussion when we had about it. But we were waiting on the fire to add everything together to put together.
Okay.
So if we don't have everything on, or you want to do those separate, if you want to do it separate.
I'm okay with waiting.
Okay.
And it's only one time.
Yeah.
Gotta go out there. Okay, and then the other thing was the West Charleston road repairs. Do we have any status?
What we're doing right now, they're moving to Pisgah Road in Agabroad next week. They were going to start this week, but the holiday threw everything off. That was part of that estimate. My concern was that. And then once they're done with that, the plan is to move to West Charleston Road. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do that based on the weather.
Yeah, as an asphalt closing soon.
Yeah. So.
Well, and aren't they digging up a trench on Pisgah?
Yes. And so that's why they're hurrying. They're hurrying. They're trying to hurry to get it. So I don't know.
It's on status for the spring.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's it.
Okay.
Okay, fiscal officer items. So the first item, the resolution to adopt the permanent appropriations for 2024 is temporary appropriations. We do this every year in December, so there will be a resolution Tuesday for that. And let's see, let me write this next to these. Some other updates. The resolution that we passed last meeting for the supplemental appropriation had the wrong account number in it. So we're going to pass another one with the correct account number next Tuesday. So just wanted to let you know that. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is Kathy and I met with the bank investment branch and invested some of our money that was earning like 0.25% and got much better deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spread out for the next 4 years to come due at, different intervals. And the estimate or the projected annual interest and dividends on those investments will be 212 $969,000 a year.
Wow.
Every year. So this is a much better deal. The interest rates are, you know, they range over time because they expect as the, you know, the interest rate gets moved by the feds that the interest rates will come down that they'll be paying on these. So ranges from 4.73 is the highest, I think, down to 3.91, looks like, 3.77. So much better than the
right.
0.25% we were getting. And it was sitting in the account, which was the, you know, flows with the raising and lowering of the feds. I think it was getting about 2.8. So these are much higher numbers and will give us some more money to use on things. Okay. I think that's... Got to write res out here so I remember for the next one. Okay, next is trustee items. Okay, first is OTA conference spending limits. So in the past, up until about 2022, we used to set limits for spending at the OTA conference. And I looked up, I don't know if we want to do this, but it seems kind of reasonable not to have a free-for-all, although last year we didn't spend much money. So I looked up the rates that the government puts out for Columbus, per diem rates these are. And it had lodging rates. So this is through, from 2024 October till September of 2025, $131 a night. So that's the government rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not sure about this, but the conference rate mm-hmm. is $186 a night. So we wouldn't fit in that. And also, one night is not available.
No.
So that's going to bump the rate to $279 or $89. I can't remember. And then the other thing was the incidental expenses, which is meals and, you know, tips, whatever, was a total of $80 a day. And the first and last day, they do as 75% because they figure you're not going to eat all three meals.
Right.
So it was $60 a day for the first and last day.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to impose any limits again? Go back to this? Or are we okay with, we're not going to go crazy?
Well, see that we didn't do it the last time. You haven't done it in the past, so.
Well, we did do it in the past up until about 2 years ago.
Well, why don't we do a limit then? Not to exceed $200 for housing per night for a maximum of two nights and not to exceed the match that one then. That's fine. But you have to turn your receipts in. It's not just you don't
right,
get the money.
Right. It would be receipts and we're not going to pay for liquor. That's
right.
Kind
yeah,
of implied,
that's
right? But we can put that in there. So the only thing is the lodging rate is not going to work because like I said, the conference rate is above that. And the one night.
I thought you said it was 186.
It's one, yeah, 184, 186. But one night, the Thursday night, which is the main night, is not available through the conference rate.
Hmm.
So, I got it.
Pay market.
Yeah. So, well, not market. The government rate.
Mm-hmm.
The government rate for that hotel is it was either $279 or $289.
And it's the same hotel as last year.
It's the same hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I couldn't get the conference rate.
Mm-hmm.
For Thursday. It's already sold out for that night.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we could do like $300 as the lodging.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That sounds good. $300.
And then $80
per day.
For
well,
the
whatever the government says.
Yeah, and $60 the first and last
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's only 3 days long, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will have a resolution for that item then. based on the previous one. So 380, 60. Okay, so next on the list. A lot of paperwork here. Woodward Hill 50-40-10 split. So, for the people that weren't at the meeting, we went to a meeting with the three of us, the trustees, went to a meeting with the Miami County Commissioners and discussed extending the water line. And they proposed that we work together. So the 50-40-10 split, now this was my understanding, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, for the engineering study, not talking about any actual work. The engineering study that they would pay 50.
Any actual construction work. I mean, there's work involved in this engineering study.
Right, but this is just for the like $60,000.
Right, it's right. Not construction. It's just engineering work.
Right.
Yeah. You said it's not any work.
Not construction, not yeah. Actually extending the line, just for the engineering study.
Right.
That they propose they would pay 50%, they want the township to pay 40, and the Woodward Hill residents to pay 10%. So, this is our discussion time. So I guess the first thing we need to know is the Woodward Hill group willing to pay the 10% of that money, of the cost, which they estimated to be, was it 55 to 65?
Yeah, so $6,500 for them. I don't know if we need to know that. I think we need to commit our portion if we're willing to do it, and that's all we can control. And then once we've committed that, we can go to the Woodward Hill folks. They can get their trustees together and vote, but we can't ask them since they didn't bring their board here tonight to make that decision. But I would say all indicators so far have indicated they want this project to go forward. But we can't speak for them. We can only decide what works, if we are willing to do the 40%.
No, but I agree with that. But if they're not willing to do it, then, I mean, there's not much point in having the conversation, right? So that
well,
was
we
that
can
was my...
Well, we can agree to the 40%. If they won't come through with the 10, then there's no deal to be had. But I...
Okay, well, I'm not comfortable with 40%. I have said recently, I've been convinced that it's not the township's responsibility. So I understand about getting the grant, so I think that we should go for 10% as well.
We
go back to the
just invested $5 million. And we, as township, as trustees, since 2003, have been so careful with the 3.8 mil levy money because we needed it for infrastructure projects, we needed it for conservation easements, we needed it for ag easements. If anybody ever wanted to get an ag easement, nobody has so far. We have consciously saved that money. We had plans to build a new fire station and a new township building because our fire station is really out of date. And it's not up to code in a lot of areas. So that's why we saved a chunk of it. However, to not be willing to put in $26,000 towards an engineering study that would benefit a portion of our community, when we've spent money for Brandt, we've spent money for Fulton, we spent money on the school, we spent money on 168 acres for conservation easement to block. We've always used that money to benefit our community, and this benefits our community. Fountain water didn't benefit anybody but Fountain. Fountain sewer didn't benefit anybody but Fountain. Same with Brandt. I mean, if the EPA in 2000 had said, hey, Bethel Township, it's your problem that you had a leaky fuel tank, you guys fix it. But they didn't. The EPA came in and really helped out Bethel Local Schools, and then by extension, Brandt Water. That was huge for us. This is vital to these 21 plus homes, and will it spur development? Only if we vote. We are the trustees. We do make those decisions when it comes to zoning. We don't have to say yes. So if you want to just say, putting that water line in, but we're going to stay as trustees for 12 more years, and we're going to vote no on every development down 202. That's your right. We can do that. But to say that it's going to spur development, that's a falsehood. There's no sewer. Nobody wants to run sewer. These residents don't want sewer. And $26,000, we're going to quibble over that when we donated, oh my gosh, I don't even know the number off the top of my head, but a substantial chunk of change to Brandt Sewer and Fountain Water. And the school ran the sewer line to the school. Or actually, the residents ran the school line to the sewer. And as far as other projects in the township, we do have other issues, and those issues will need to be addressed. And I hope that as a township, because we are have this money that we've been conservatively spending, and we've saved it up, and we're getting, you just said it, almost $200,000 in interest every year. Fantastic. But we can't just sit on it. I mean, the goal is to promote and protect and preserve our township. So Bethelville has Mound Systems, which they got, to my understanding, for the most part, for free in 2000 because their septic systems were failing. That is not going to happen again. And so will they need centralized sewer? Maybe they will, because Wisconsin Mound Systems are now not falling in favor. So we may be running sewer line there, in which case we may also be running water lines there. So are we going to say to those residents, hey, sorry about your luck, you shouldn't have built your house there? No, we're not going to do that. So we do have a responsibility to this township, and $26,000 to see if there's if it's even feasible, technically feasible, and financially feasible, we don't have a clue. I don't understand why there's a sticking point.
Did you miss anything?
I've been on record where I stand on it. All these projects that she's saying that we used the 3.8 to do had sanitary and safety issues. The school had a contamination problem. Brandt had a contamination problem.
We didn't pay for the school. EPA paid it for the school in its
entirety.
We
ran the line down.
We ran the sewer line down.
Right.
We did nothing for the water with the school. No, I'm not right. You didn't know that. I'm telling you that.
I'm not going to argue with you, Beth.
You can't. I know what we did. You didn't know. You don't know.
There's water on Wander Way. There's water going to the school. Our funds contributed to that.
Our funds did not contribute any water line to the school. We paid for the water line up Wander Way, but we didn't pay for the water line down to the school. We didn't have the levy then. The Ohio EPA paid for the school in its entirety. Yeah, they did.
I was on the school board, Beth.
Well, maybe the school paid for it, but Bethel Township did not pay for it. We had no funds for it.
So you've been saying at other meetings, Beth, though, that the township did contribute to that.
We did not pay for Bethel water, Bethel schools water. We paid for Bethel schools sanitary sewer line. We didn't pay for their water. And I haven't said that at other meetings.
Okay, so let me just ask you this. What's your feeling on the split? Because this discussion
I'm
is.
I'm not willing to pay the 40%.
So what would you be comfortable with?
I'm not comfortable with any of it because I don't think it's our responsibility. I've had conversations with other people who don't feel it's our responsibility, some of which who are in the same situation as these people with their wells, and they're not coming knocking on their doors to pay for their situation. It's a private matter. And after what I heard in the county meeting about how that situation was set up originally, which was that the fees that were collected from these property owners initially when this was all done, there was supposed to be money set aside for things like this. And now there isn't. There's not enough money. I realized things
had gone up. I
did not
hear that in the county meeting. Who said that in the county meeting? Which county official said that?
They're talking about the Woodward Hill.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, they did say that.
They did say that.
They didn't say that.
Somebody said there wasn't much money in there. I'm pretty sure it was Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't say for sure. I'd have to go listen to it, but it did come up that there wasn't a lot of money.
There isn't a lot of money there now, but it was never set up so that it could be.
There was a letter that was sent to the county commissioners by a resident that one of the commissioners stated brought that on to the table.
he was the one who brought that up, and Mrs. Fritz agreed. So
agreed with what? What specifically did she agree with?
She agreed that there was some sort of parameters originally when this was all set up. And again, she wasn't one of the original owners.
Mm-hmm.
That money was supposed to be set aside. And apparently with cost and things have gone up and their expenses and so forth, Mrs. Fritz said that that money is now dwindled and they don't have what they should have had. So, I mean, that was discussed, Beth.
So, because they were looking towards the future and saving and taking care of their own problem for 52 years, and now because costs have gone up and because the wells have gone dry and because their system is aging and they don't have the $1.6 million saved since night, it's, we're not going to do, we're doing absolutely nothing to help them? That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. What are we doing with this $5 million if we are not spending it on infrastructure that benefits our township? What are we gonna do with it? $5 million. That's double our annual budget, double. We won't give a raise to the firefighters. What are we gonna do? I mean, ag easements, the only agricultural land that's really gonna qualify for a valuable ag easement is on Tip Elizabeth, or Elizabeth Bethel, sorry, Elizabeth Bethel. Everything else is too close to a municipality. That's how the ratings get going. So could we do a conservation easement? Yeah, there's a few more properties here that we could buy. We could buy, I don't know, if it's 20,000 an acre, what does that figure out to? We can buy 5 acres for $100,000, so we could buy, 200 acres then? Maybe for our 5 million, maybe get a grant. What are we doing with this money if it is not to do the health and welfare and safety of our community? And water is a basic need. They're not asking us to put a cell phone tower up so they can get better cell phone service. They're asking that they could have a clean, reliable source to water. And if they don't get it from us, their next option will be go to Tip City and ask them to annex them, which they don't want to do. But I don't want it on my watch that we lost another section of ground to annexation. And
okay,
they've got all that Wiley property. If they cross that river, the Wiley property is gone.
Okay, so our next step here is that we go to the commissioners and see if they will change the percentage.
Well,
do you want me to do that?
No, you go ahead. If you guys are not willing to vote on it, you're not even willing to bring it to a vote. All you're doing is just delaying and delaying and delaying. Meanwhile, they have more problems with their water, more leaks. And when Bethelville comes, because they have their drainage concerns, we're going to tell them no as well, right? Absolutely not. Not our problem. Even though that's what we're charged with doing.
You've been telling them no since I've been here.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. It's absolutely true.
We told Bethelville, you don't need to shake your head at me. We told Bethelville that we could commit up to 25%. And then we had a property owner come in and said, I will fix the Bethelville problem. I will dig the big drainage ditch in the back, a huge...
Yeah, in return for a yes vote.
Well,
in return for a yes vote.
It's 20 houses.
There should be no quid pro quo.
$1 million project.
There should be no quid pro quo.
Well, welcome to the real world, Julie. So 20 houses.
Well, I'm not
going to
sell my vote. Sorry.
3 acres is very reasonable development. If we can't start doing some type of development in this township that is reasonable, we're going to get Huber marching north across 40. I don't think that we are going to get an agreement with them, and we don't seem to be willing to do anything other than stick our heads in the sand and say nothing. We want farmland forever. Well, that would be great if we were Elizabeth Township or we lived in Auglaize County, but we don't. We live in Miami County. We got 70, 75, and 4 municipalities right next to us. So I don't know what we're going to do with $5 million, but... it's obviously not helping our residents, obviously not helping any of them. And Bethelville, that is a drainage problem. It is the portion under the road is the responsibility of the township. But if it came to pass that we don't get those houses ever, the builder's not going to come back in and fix it. It was a $1 million project in 2019. So now it's probably $1.3 million. We can commit up to 25% of that. Otherwise the ditch, it becomes the property of the township, which we don't want. So we could commit up to 25%, but let's just keep it easy and say it's $1 million. There's 250,000. There's the interest for 1 year on this $5 million. But I would be willing to do that if it could solve the problem. And that is, all those property owners would be assessed. Just like in this case, if this project would go to construction, all those property owners would be assessed. But we're not even going to get to the construction phase to see if we can get grants if we cannot get the engineering project parts done and be shovel ready. I don't understand everybody's, your reluctance to spend any money. You guys have
it's
spent
not a reluctance to spend money,
it
Beth.
Is a reluctance
no, it's
to
not.
Spend money. You have spent ARPA funds left and right. Go, 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 go. We
it's
could
it
have
lose
spent,
it.
Exactly. We could have spent $60,000.
So here's
ARPA
the
funds.
Difference.
No
here's
offense.
The difference for
I'm
me.
I'm still talking. Okay.
You've been
You're talking.
Talking.
I know.
When does it stop?
I don't know. You
okay,
were talking ahead
then.
Of time the whole time
let
over there.
Let me know when it's
about
my turn.
I think you were sitting over there talking about township business, but
we were talking about the cattle show.
I'm sure you were.
Okay, whatever.
Either way,
it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is, ARPA money we got from the government, fantastic. You were very happy to spend that, even though I said way back in February, hey, let's spend this $60,000 of this ARPA funds. It's not out of our pocket on infrastructure. ARPA funds can be used for infrastructure. Instead, the fire department got a ton. Great, good for you, we need that. The road department got a ton, also good, we need that too. But we have funds available to help all these entities, not only the residents of Woodward Hill. We're gonna have West Charleston and their sewage issues coming up. We are gonna have Bethelville. They will be back for sewage, probably water, and probably drainage. There's a trifecta right there. And fire is still going to continually need equipment. So next year, we will not have ARPA funds, and we are going to have to spend some money. So now I am done, and if you'd like to talk, please go right ahead.
Okay, so here's the difference for me on
okay.
this project, this particular project. The county owns the water. We do not own the water. They
right.
own the water. Okay, no interrupting. Right
I
now,
just said
it's my
right.
turn.
I'm agreeing with you.
So for me, the county, if they want to extend it, we don't have a say. They own it, they supply it, they get the profits from it. We get nothing. So for me, the responsibility is on the county to extend it. That's the deal. That was the deal from when the water went in.
So,
that's my reasoning.
When a house
I guess I'm done.
Water. Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, go right ahead.
Let's go to the next topic.
No, when a house gets water.
I'm ready to move. Yeah.
I'm not ready to move. I'm still not done talking about this. You guys are hell bent on shutting me up. Let me finish, please. So you have a home that doesn't have water. Cammie, you're the realtor. What's the value? Does that increase the value, decrease the value, or keep it the same? You don't have a reliable source of water. My guess is that would decrease the property value of the
home.
They
have a reliable source of water, Beth, and that's therein lies the problem for me. They have a reliable source of water. They also have options with which to obtain water. It's cost that they don't want to incur to obtain that water.
What's the options?
The options are you can all dig a new well.
We cannot dig a new well. They've all said that.
You can dig a new well. I've talked to three different well drilling companies, and you can do. You just don't want the additional cost to do the modernized portion.
I would build a well tomorrow.
What about the house that did the cistern in the well and collects rainwater? I mean, they went on their own to solve their problem. And they're now out of the Woodward Hill group, is my understanding.
And he wants to get back into the Woodward group. Greg Tebby. He will get back into the Woodward Hill group in a heartbeat.
It was a very dry summer, and I don't think a cistern would have worked this summer.
Yeah, and he has a well that he fills into a cistern and then triple filters, and he has another well that when the top well, that the lower well only works when there's not very much rain and there's only enough to fill his horse tank every 24 hours, And the upper well isn't reliable either, and if it's too dry, it doesn't run at all.
He was here one day.
Yeah, he was here.
Talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Greg Tebby. I've talked to him a lot about it. All right, I am done. Go ahead and move on.
Okay, next we're going to talk about setting salaries. So every year in January...
I'll just speak up on these ones. Get it in.
I'm sorry, what?
I speak up on these ones. You guys get that in? That was a high priority.
Oh, yeah.
He's speaking out of turn, so... No. Okay, setting salaries. So every year in January, we vote on a resolution to set the salaries for the trustees and the fiscal officer to that the state dictates. So our traveling fiscal officer advised us that this was not the correct thing to do, because there is a Ohio law that says you cannot, if you change the salary during a person's term, they cannot get that salary until they get reelected. They're not eligible for it.
Right.
So he said we should be doing it in December so that anybody starts in January would be able to take advantage of that. But I sent a question to Chris on this topic, and he said that he doesn't see a reason for voting on it at all because they're set by the statute.
Okay.
So I'm going to get some clarification from him, because he said he didn't understand the voting, even though when I phrased the question, I said, and I sent him a copy of the resolution. But it looks like we either don't need to vote on it, excuse me, or if we do, we should do it in December.
Just do it in December and call it done. I mean, that's the easiest, right? Then.
Well, I mean, but why do it every... I mean, the other thing that Richard suggested, the traveling fiscal officer, was that we pass a resolution one time that says we are just going to follow whatever Ohio implements, and then we would never have to do it again.
But that's the way I read the ORC code, was that it's all based on the ORC's change, and they set the salary guidelines.
Right, but for instance, if they... So they set the last one for, I think, 5 years... Five or six. Excuse me. So even during that time, if you're a trustee, when that salary goes up, like if they, I mean, not during that time. So say you're a trustee when that 5 years is up.
Mm-hmm.
If they raise the salaries after that, you cannot get that salary until you get reelected. And there's no back pay. So so you keep that same salary.
It did happen that way because... I think you earned more than I did. No.
No, because you would. You guys would have been
same
in
time. Somebody did. It was for a while. It was weird. But then the next year came through, it changed. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's just do that. Agree with the Ohio Revised Code on the next thing.
Okay. I'll send it to Kristen for review just to make sure. Statute. My resolutions are stacking up. Okay, next is the cannabis moratorium. So we talked about this a little bit last time. And what I did was I wrote... so we talked about two things, either doing the moratorium, if we could extend it again. I did not get an answer from Chris on that, although he sent a response today, or yesterday, on part of it. But he did not answer that question. But if we write a resolution to just say we're having zero dispensaries, I sent him a version of a resolution on that, and he made a couple of suggestions, I guess for legal language, to say both.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of repeated the stuff to say both. Recreational and medical, mm-hmm. that it would be zero dispensaries in the township.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what we want for the resolution, or do you want me to follow up with Chris and find out if we can do a moratorium, extend the moratorium
I thought we already decided we were gonna like zero.
Okay. Okay, then that resolution will be on the Tuesday agenda. Yes, and that is exactly 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the 4th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do it on December 3rd.
Okay.
So. Okay, next is the Township Administrator Zoning Director applications have been reviewed. Next we'll do the interviews, which will be starting December 5th. So that's just a little status update. Okay. Okay, the old business, I don't really have any updates on any of the administration ones yet. Board retreats on hold. Hooking up the GIS computer to the network, that's kind of gone on hold too. Okay. Road department, the speed bump request. So we were not looking at a speed bump, but looking at speed limit signs.
Speed limit sign, but they haven't gotten back to us yet on that. It's on here twice, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not a big deal, I'm just telling you.
I don't know why that is. I might have moved it from above and did it twice. So you're waiting on an answer.
Yeah.
For actually
about a new
speed limit
about
signs.
Getting putting the sign up because one of the residents said that there was a sign on I think it was Westland at one point, but from what the county garage is saying, no, there's never been any signs there. So I don't know who to believe or what, but they were supposed to be checking into whether or not we could have them, if they would supply them and we could, you know, they would put them up. And so
well,
far,
I told you I did drive Dinsmore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The name awaits me.
Schroyer,
thank you. They had no speed limit signs.
Right.
They had speed bumps, that's why
right.
I went over and
right.
you know, while
mm-hmm.
like to check.
Mm-hmm.
The speed bump signs were there, the speed bumps were there.
But the residents don't want the speed bumps, they said. They didn't want
Schroyer and Dinsmore definitely want theirs.
No, they did, but
yeah,
I'm
but
just saying I drove that one because they had speed bumps
right.
to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you can ask the county if we can buy a flashing speed limit sign. That might help people slow down if the speed limit's like 35 there. Or there's mats that you can put in that like they bolt into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the winter you can take them out so that the plows don't get them. That's an option. And you do, of course, have like holes in your asphalt, but it's not permanent. And then once, you know, November hits, you take them out for 3 or 4 months and then put them back in the spring. And that might be an option.
I'll call down to the ODOT garage and see.
Okay, anything on the tree removal on Singer Road?
I told you, when he came over and met with me the last time at the last meeting we had, they were going to handle that and then send us the bill up to the maximum amount. And also that $20,000 that they wanted us to pay, you were going to look at the file on.
Well, I gave you everything that I could find on the
right.
contracts.
And it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't say that we don't have
but
it, to pay
but,
it.
But up to the amount does not mean we're spending that. It
right.
means we were supposed to put in 25%
mm-hmm.
up to that amount.
I don't know where this is all coming from. It was before my time, and that's kind of why I handed it off to you, because this agreement that was made, like you said, was supposed to be up to that. But when he came in, and I met with him and the other woman, they were adamant that we had committed to that specific number and that we owed them that additional $20,000, $24,000, whatever it was on that form I gave you. So I'm not sure how we want to handle that, but that was their invoice that I had handed to you to give to Rhonda. They are expecting a check for that amount.
Okay.
We'll have to look at the resolution for what we passed.
It said a percentage up to a certain amount, and Julie is right. what she handed me, it was up to whatever the percentage was the total cost of the ground itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up to $1 million, which, again, you know, when she looked at it, she had questions on why they were coming back after another $20,000. But if you listen to what he said, I think I got his card in here. I keep calling him he, and that's not what I meant. If you listen to the way he explained it, they are anticipating that we cut them a check for that $22,000 in difference. To bring them up to the million that we had committed based on the percentage of the total cost of the property.
Okay, so we just need to look. I don't know where the contract is, but if you can bring it to the next meeting, we can all look at it together and maybe discuss.
And here's the Miranda. I think that's it.
The resolution didn't specify an amount,
mm-hmm.
Beth. As I recall, it just said we were signing that contract,
mm-hmm.
and that Andy was going to execute it. And that's all I could find on his computer.
$22,700 and some dollars. This is how it breaks down. So,
well, if we owe it, we owe it. I mean, if we don't, I don't wish to not pay it, but I also don't want to piss them off because we
mm-hmm.
may need them as partner in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's yours.
Yeah, so if it's just local match that we do owe,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, we would need to pay it.
I think so too.
Well, then you just need to cut him a check because that, you know, I don't see, there's already a resolution to pay.
Yeah, we don't need to cut him a check.
I do think we need more. Some kind of receipts or something. Well, that's what he brought to me.
We can ask him for that. Just
yeah.
like that, we pay you this, and we want a statement that we are free and clear of our obligations.
Because we don't have the additional closing costs, right? We have what we paid.
Right.
All right. Let's check. Okay.
And this is what he brought in for me as well, which is that part of the contract, which is almost the same thing that you found. But again, you know, this wasn't under.
Can you just make some copies of that?
Yes.
In my house?
Yes. I'll actually do that for you. Actually, here.
So we didn't I find the check for you too? Like what we paid them. Is that the right amount? What they've gotten there that we paid to them?
As far as I know, yes.
Because we didn't write them a check. Wired money
wired
to the bank, right? But I found that amount somewhere. I thought I gave that to you.
This is everything
that
I have on that. So.
And this is what I gave you, or this is what he gave you?
This is what he gave me.
So the one that I gave you isn't here?
No.
Remember, I found something.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I found something. Okay.
I try to keep all that stuff together, so.
Yep. So next, you said the Pisgah at Agenbrod is going
to
be next?
That's supposed to be next week.
If the asphalt
is open, I would imagine. But Chris didn't lead me to believe that they would have a problem with that when I spoke to him today.
He flat out said that they would have done it this week had there not been a holiday. So nobody's working tomorrow, and nobody will work Friday either. So.
Okay, then I got West Charleston Road repairs, which I left on here twice too.
Yeah, and that probably won't be until, like Beth said, spring. And before we go any further, I did talk to the county as well on those right-of-way legal docs, and I talked to
Dan.
I don't think it was Dan. I think it was
Rick.
The other one. It was by email, and what he said was that they didn't figure that we were going to move forward with it. So I said, yeah, we are moving forward with it, and I understand you've got some legal docs in terms of right of way work and so forth, and he did send me those.
Great.
So
good.
So we're going to send those over to both property owners on both sides of the street.
Great. Fantastic.
Okay, I had the old mowers on there twice as well.
Mm.
Friendship Park, we're waiting until we get somebody new. So the trustee items, fire department discussion, no updates at this time on any of these. They're on hold.
Can I ask a question?
Right.
Sure.
What the Friendship Park digital mapping is?
Yeah, so back when Andy was still here, he knew somebody that said they could, you know, like draw a digital map of it, so that everything was laid out, and then we could figure out if we wanted to add something, because they were talking about adding basketball court?
Baseball diamonds.
The baseball diamonds are there.
Yeah, but they were going to come in and redo them.
Do something, yeah. But anyhow, it would have, or a shelter maybe we were talking about.
Shelter.
Maybe it was when we were talking about pickleball courts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever it was, that they could map it so we'd have a place where we could draw in things if we wanted to add something or
work towards a plan.
Picture to move things.
Okay.
But it didn't get done before he left, so now it's kind of on hold until we get somebody that has some time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, other discussion topics? Don't have any. So next will be a motion to enter into executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance, and for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay, for the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yeah.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Our new executive session will be
8:12.
8:12, thank you. Turn this off.